Greetings from the Tower of Lepanto. This is Father Angelo Mary Geiger with Standing Fast, a weekly commentary on Catholic life in the public square. Today I'd like to talk to you about a new website that we've recently published called Mary Victrix, maryvictrix.com, and it's a blog, and it's dedicated to the spirit of Marian chivalry. And if you go to the website, you can click on the About link and you can find out how to use the website, because there's not only a blog, but there's a lot of static pages on that website that will introduce you to some of the concepts that we discuss on a regular basis on Standing Fast. And the most important of which is Marian chivalry. And it's the idea that the great virtues of chivalry, of fidelity, honesty, courtesy, strength, and generosity are rooted in devotion to the Blessed Mother. The great history and development of the life of chivalry and the best parts of that tradition are indeed rooted in devotion to the Blessed Mother. The Knights Templar, which I talked about last week, they actually profess their vows to God and to Our Lady Saint Mary. And so this tradition goes all the way back to the beginning. And as I said also last week, our Lord died for his bride, the Church, and in a very profound way, Our Lady is the one who personifies the Church. And she is, you know, in a sense, the bride of Christ, also his mother, but in a spiritual sense, she is the Church in all of her glory. She is everything that is true, good, and beautiful. She is God's masterpiece. And men can come to know and understand and appreciate the things that are truly valuable, come to appreciate chaste love if they have devotion to Our Lady. And out of love and respect for her, they can learn to cultivate these great virtues of faith and honesty, courtesy, generosity, and strength. And it's something that we need to, as men, reflect upon as we try to imitate Christ. We're following Christ. We're called to walk in his footsteps. We're called to imitate Christ. That's one of the most fundamental ways in which we can understand our spiritual life. And that has a very particular meaning for men, imitation of Christ. First way that we can imitate Christ is to follow the path which he took. And the path that he took was to become the child of Mary and to honor her as his mother. He practiced the fourth commandment and raised her even beyond the fullness of grace that she already possessed at her conception by making really Our Lady his queen. He is king and she is his queen mother. And for each and every one of us, she is our mother and also our queen. And we can come to appreciate all these great virtues of masculinity and imitation of Christ by turning to Our Lady, who embodies everything that is true, good, and beautiful. So you go to maryvictrix.com and you will come to know and understand Marian chivalry and some of the other things that the friars are doing in connection with the promotion of Marian chivalry. There's a lot of information already there. There'll be more to come. Some of the site is still in construction, but it's already something that is worth looking at, and there'll be blog material on there as well for you to see what the friars are doing with the men that we are working with. So Mary Victrix is a website dedicated in a particular way to Our Lady under the title of Our Lady of Victories, because again, the spirit of Marian chivalry was manifested in a really wonderful historical way at the Battle of Lepanto on October 7th, 1517, when courageous men like Don Juan of Austria, who was only a 22-year-old young man, was placed in charge of the Holy League, all of the various Christian forces that were gathered under the patronage of Pius V, St. Pius V, in order to repel the Islamic onslaught on Europe, and they did so in the Bay of Lepanto, which is now the Bay of Corinth, on that day. And because of a turn of the wind and the prayers to Our Lady, the battle was won by the Christian fleet. In conjunction with this response of these courageous men to the call of the Holy Father also asked all of Christendom to pray the rosary for victory. And they did. They turned to the Blessed Mother and asked her for victory. And through her intercession, the wind changed in favor of the Christian fleet, and they won. And so the Holy Father, Pope Saint Pius V, instituted the Feast of Our Lady of Victories, which today we celebrate as the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary on October 7th. And so we've dedicated our website to Our Lady of Victory. We call her Mary Victrix, and that's the website to go to find out about Marian chivalry, something very important for men who need to reclaim their fatherhood, reclaim their moral headship, reclaim their responsibility to be leaders and promoters of the faith and defenders of the rights of the Church and the honor of the Blessed Mother. So check it out. Check out Mary Victrix. We'll see you next time on Standing Fast. God bless you and Ave Maria.